This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through October 21st, 2015. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The moon was new on the 12th and returns to visibility in the evening sky on Wednesday night, the 14th. On the 15th, the moon will appear to the lower right of the planet Saturn, and on the 16th, it will appear to the planet's upper left and above the bright star Antares of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. The moon will be in first quarter on the 20th. On the 21st, the moon sets at 12:30 a.m. Meteors from the annual Orionid meteor shower should appear in increasing numbers as the shower approaches its maximum on the early morning of the 23rd. The shower is visible between midnight and dawn, and the meteors appear to come from the direction of the club of the constellation Orion the Hunter. Between the mornings of the 14th and 21st, and under dark skies, free from light pollution, observers can expect to see meteorites change from morning to morning, from 4 to about 20 Orionids per hour. The Orionid meteor shower is caused when fragments of dusty material, meteoroids, shed from Comet Halley centuries ago, intersect Earth's orbit, and are annihilated harmlessly high in our atmosphere. Early risers can see the spectacular lineup of objects including the brightest planet Venus, the second brightest planet Jupiter, orange planet Mars, the innermost planet Mercury, and the bright star Regulus of the constellation Leo the Lion. Remember for comparison that your clenched fist appears about 10 degrees wide. On the morning of the 15th, Regulus shines 6 degrees to the upper right of brilliant Venus. Jupiter and Mars are just a little farther, about 8 degrees, to the lower left of Venus. Mars is then 1 degree above Jupiter. At 6:15 a.m., Mercury is a quarter as high above the eastern horizon as Jupiter and can be found along the imaginary line extended downward from Regulus through Jupiter. On the 17th, Mars and Jupiter will make a striking pair, separated by less than 1/2 degree, close enough for both planets to fit together in the same low or medium eyepiece field of view of most backyard telescopes. By the morning of the 21st, Mars will be 1.5 degree to the lower left of Jupiter, and Jupiter's separation from Venus will have shrunk to under 4 degrees. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, October 17th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.